how appropriate that a session on discovery layers is in a room called Discovery. I thought that was very good of the planning committee to do that. So, again, my name is Peter Murray. I'm the Assistant Director for New Service Development at OhioLINK. I have an outline for the presentation today. Just, I don't want to start with any assumptions. I want to ask, you know, answer the question, what is OhioLINK, in case anybody doesn't know. And then talk about a little bit about user behavior and how users are searching for information and how they're looking for it in the libraries and what actually happens outside the libraries. Then talk a little bit about the dilemma that we're in libraries right now and the vast stores of information that we have and how we can take advantage of our advantages. Finally, talk about the components of a new initiative at OhioLINK for a new discovery layer system, along with the process that we're following, and a bit of reality check about how this is going to get implemented on campuses. So the first question is, what is OhioLINK? Do you know what OhioLINK is?
The one person who probably didn't.
The one person who probably didn't left the room, okay. We're the consortium of higher education libraries, public, private, university, through community college. Here's a map of our locations listed across the state. We're an organization that's about 20 years old now from its original founding documents. Originally started as a document delivery, physical book service. We built a union catalog of items and created a requesting and delivery service that took what used to be an interlibrary loan of 3 weeks and dozens of dollars down to 2 or 3 days and under $10 per transaction. So really started the process of building a library community in the state. And in fact, we hear that the word OhioLINK is used as a verb. I needed to OhioLINK that textbook, for instance, is one that we hear a lot. Many news stories coming about how to save money on textbooks start with, oh, you're in Ohio, you can use the OhioLINK system to find your textbooks. But of course, we're more than that. Electronic journals, research databases, theses and dissertations, image sets, sound sets, videos, commercially produced information, information that's produced on our campuses and shared widely. So, along with all of that host of information is the problem of many interfaces. Every system that we have has pretty much an interface of its own. There's a lot of rich content behind here. Some of these interfaces are for systems that are running at OhioLINK. Some of these interfaces are commercial interfaces, such as NetLibrary here, that we get the content from. And the user is faced with this bizarre set of choices right up front, where they're going. How are they going to find the information that they're looking for in the hundreds of databases and access systems that we have in OhioLINK? And it's probably no wonder that the user is a bit baffled and as our user studies show, turned off by this fact, by the fact that they have to make a decision right up front before they type any keywords. Where are they actually going to seek this information out? This is particularly noteworthy when they have Google and have this simple text box in which they can put in their terms and they magically get things back that are useful to them. We would like them to use Google. Of course, they might be using Google Scholar, the subset of Google that is the scholarly journals. So what we're faced with is what a professor in the Harvard Business School, Clayton Christensen, calls the innovator's dilemma. We in the library community are on this line, progress due to sustaining innovations, and we've got progress due to a disruptive innovation. We've got two red lines. The bottom red line is the performance demanded at the low end of a market, perhaps our undergrads. And then the red line at the top is the performance demanded at the high end of the market. These are the squeaky wheels in the faculty. And we're driven to provide more and more innovation along this top blue line until something comes into our ecosystem. In this case, we might, as I said, we might consider this bottom line to be Google. And at some point, point A here on the graph, that disruptive innovation, Google becomes good enough for these least demanding users to do what they need to get done. Google is good enough for the undergrad, or Google Scholar is good enough for the undergrad to find the three citations that they need on a particular topic and get to the content. In the meantime, we're continuing to subscribe to new databases, enhance our interfaces, try to meet the demands of our most demanding users. At some point, we get to point B. Arguably, I think we're past point A now, that Google, for the least demanding users, has taken the users no longer defaulting to library services for what they're looking for. We can argue whether we're at point B on this scale, and that's the point at which our innovations in libraries here have surpassed the needs of the most demanding users in our particular segment. Are we beyond that? Yes, no, maybe, I'm not sure. But what is important is this point C here, where the disruptive innovation, be it Google Scholar, whatever it might be, meets the needs of the highest demanding users, and then what happens? They stop using us. Perhaps because of another metric, perhaps because this disruptive innovation is easier to use. They don't have to sign into proxy servers or web pages or navigate the dozens of interfaces that they have, that we have to the information. For whatever reason, they stop using us and we become a dying industry, if you will. So, faced with this dilemma, we at OhioLINK started to consider what advantages we actually have as a library community to, if you will, out-Google Google. And one of the things that we think we have is our value of vetting information. Libraries have a long history of looking at content, deciding content that is authoritative or valuable versus content that may be questionable or not as valuable, and putting those valuable things in our collection. And we continue to do that, particularly in these tough budget times where we're spending dollars. What is it the highest bang for the buck that we're going to get? So the information that we're selecting and acquiring is arguably even the more valuable of all of the commercially produced information that is out there. In addition to that, libraries take a value in fielded searching, describing that information with a rich surrogate so that you can find it easy. Google's view of the world is a full-text search. You put in a keyword and you get back, based on some kind of relevance algorithm, the information that just maybe exists in words in that particular resource. In libraries, we take the view of describing the author, describing the title, maybe subject headings, maybe an abstract that more finely describes what that particular object is. And we think that we can leverage that activity of describing to bring the user to even more relevant items on their first page. We don't see a trend away from the user behavior of wanting that single Google search box. And so we want to design a system that has that search box, but also has the vetted content behind it, that selection activity, as well as the benefit of the rich description of that content. So with that in mind, OhioLINK is engaged in building a new discovery layer for all the vast quantities of information, both held centrally at OhioLINK and also within the member institutions. And we believe this discovery layer, this search interface, if you will, has four components to it. The first component is a unified index of all the content. This is what Google does when its spiders go out and get copies of the web pages and index it. And we want to do the same kinds of things with library information. We want to harvest the information out of our library catalogs. We want to get the information from the electronic journals and from the video databases and from our local institutional repositories. And we want to put that all together in one index. Now, there's some challenges associated with that. For instance, how do you rank the relevance of a journal article, which might be 10 pages in length, with a book that might be 200 pages in length? And so in creating this index, we have the opportunity to pre-compute relationships and relevance between items within this entire large index. It's not something that we have to do when the user, at the point that the user performs the search. It's something that we can do in the background overnight, take the time to look at the entire data set and compute the relative weights of each of the items in there. Now, but we understand that it's not going to be possible to get all of the data from all of our vendors. And so another part of our strategy is a federated search engine where we have a robot that at the time the user makes their request, that this robot will go out and search the things that we don't have in our index and bring back those results. We pay a penalty there in terms of time. Some of these remote databases won't respond right away. We also pay a penalty in not being able to compute the relative weight of one item against another. So the things that we get in this kind of federated mode are always going to be kind of second-class citizens to the things that we can pre-compute and pre-compute the relationships for. But we know that there are valuable things that we're only going to be able to get through a federated search interface. On top of that, we want a very clean and simple user interface. If the user studies of Google are any guide, this consists of a single search box with a single button that says search, or in Google's case, it's either search or do you feel lucky? Do I feel lucky? I can't remember.
Forget that one. Later on, that one, but
it's and so we want an interface that brings that harnesses both the power of the unified index and the ability for the federated search engine to go out and search things on the fly and bring them back in. We also want our user interface to take